My guest, Dr. Susan Love, is a breast surgeon and women's health advocate. Her new book is about menopause and hormones. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to discuss with us how you made your decision about whether or not to take hormones. You said you're entering menopause.
Well, I think it brings up a good point, which is I don't think there's any one decision. I think it's an evolving situation. I've certainly started perimenopause. As soon as I signed the contract for my book, I started having hot flashes. I think it was the goddess punishing me or saying, if you're going to write this book, you're going to know what you're dealing with. And I exercise. I started much more seriously exercising, and I do eat a diet high in soy, and I take some other vitamin E and some black cohosh, and that seems to keep things pretty well under control for me. So I don't feel the need to take any hormones right now. Now, it may be that by next year, I will be having such horrible hot flashes that I'll change my mind. And I'm certainly open to that. But I think that unless I have symptoms that are bad enough, I probably won't take them for perimenopause. And I certainly don't feel comfortable taking them for prevention. I feel that I would much rather exercise and eat a good diet than I would take additional drugs.
Do you think that the medical profession has gone through flip-flops on the issue of hormone therapy?
Oh, absolutely. Initially, when I was just getting out of, or actually a medical student, this book came out by Robert Wilson called Feminine Forever about the wonders of estrogen. And at that point, a lot of women started taking Premarin and taking estrogen. And there really was not good, strong data then either. And lo and behold, we found after a period of time that that estrogen caused uterine cancer. In fact, there's 13 times the rate of uterine cancer in women who take just estrogen alone.
Without progesterone.
Postmenopausally, without progesterone. And so then we started adding progesterone. Now, it's interesting because we have very little data on progesterone. And again, lots of the claims about how wonderful postmenopausal hormones are based only on estrogen, not on estrogen and progesterone. So we're looking at data based on estrogen alone, and we're putting people on estrogen and progesterone. So the data may not be valid. But apart from that, we put people on both of that, and then we started, and that people started using hormones again. But there was this worry about heart disease because, in fact, they had done a study on men with heart disease, giving them estrogen. So it was men who had had a heart attack were put on Premarin at fairly high doses. And it not only did it not help their heart disease, it actually made them have more heart attacks. So the word went out, estrogen's bad for the heart. And there was a whole period of time where anyone who had any heart symptoms at all would not be put on hormones. Now, you know, with the more recent data and the lower doses, we're finding that at least in women, estrogen is beneficial for women with heart disease. So the it's as much fads as it is science, where we go up and down. We say, yes, you can take it. No, you can't take it. And that's one of the reasons why this historical data that we're basing so much on is not terribly accurate, because it's based on all these biases that happened when we were putting women on hormones.
Well, it sure is confusing. And I'm wondering what your process is working through the decision with a woman who's a patient of yours.
Well, I think the key thing is for women to realize, first of all, that they can make these decisions, that the decisions are being made on inadequate information, whether by the doctor or them, and that they have some input into it. And then the woman needs to look at what she's feeling, what kind of symptoms she's having, whether she feels the need for to take something or not, you know, and also what are her risks for different diseases, for breast cancer, for heart disease, for osteoporosis. And she needs to weigh these and what scares her more. There are some women who may be at risk for heart disease but are more scared of breast cancer, in which case they shouldn't take it. I think, you know, in a period of time right now, as we are right now, where we don't have enough data, that women's feelings and about the issue are very important. In the book, I try to put a questionnaire that you can fill out to help you sort out some of these feelings, because it's all well and good to say that exercise and diet are good at preventing disease. But if you've never exercised in your life and you're not allowed to start, not about to start now, it's unrealistic to say, well, I won't take drugs because I'm going to exercise. So I think we need to realistically assess our lives, our risks, and our bodies, and make a decision that works for now. And then once a year or so, you reassess it. New information comes out, or you get different symptoms, or you know, your family history changes. And it's not a decision that you're making once forever. It's a decision that you can remake over and over again.
I think it's a really important point that you recommend that women, no matter what they decide, reevaluate their decision occasionally and see what the latest medical information is, what their latest feelings are, and think.
That's right. I think that, you know, we will have more information coming out over the next 5 to 10 years. And also, your symptoms may change, or, you know, your mother may develop breast cancer, or your sister, and suddenly you become much more nervous about something which seemed perfectly reasonable a year ago. So I would say that, you know, I'd like to think about you should maybe do it on your birthday or sometime that is a steady reminder, but to just reassess things and look at where you are and where you want to be and what the data is, and make your own decisions. Again, you know, menopause is not a disease. It's a normal part of life. And so it's not like if you don't treat it, you're going to be dead, like breast cancer, for example. You really do have some leeway to make a variety of different kinds of decisions based on what feels best for you.
Well, Dr. Susan Love, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dr. Susan Love directs the Santa Barbara Breast Institute. Her new book is called Dr. Susan Love's Hormone Book.